mausoleum in Moscow's Red Square, they placed the embalmed remains of Lenin. And they put his body in a crystal casket, and his tomb was viewed by millions of people. An inscription on the casket said, "For he was the greatest leader of all people of all times. He was the Lord of the new humanity. He was the savior of the world." Like there was that TV show that was called What Not to Wear. Well, Lenin could have written the book on what not to write on your tombstone. Like, talk about lighting a vigil lamp at the shrine of your own ego. He had an ego with its own zip code. Okay. Well, in that second reading, Jesus, though he was in the form of God, did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at. Now, no first century Jew would have missed the reference to Adam. Adam tries to seize divinity. He was tempted, "You will become as God. You will become like God." And he took the bait. He tries to seize divinity. And there's that kind of summary of the gospel that says, when one who is not God tries to be God, everything falls apart. Okay? Like that's kind of where the whole thing went wrong. When we place our own wills, our own minds at the center of our existence, grasping at divinity is the cause of dysfunction. Okay? And the self-exaltation on the part of man had to be met by a self-emptying on the part of God. The bad momentum of sin had to be stopped and then reversed. Kind of that avalanche of sin had to be stopped and reversed. And we say that's that whole self-emptying hymn that St. Paul gives us in that Philippians passage. God himself did not grasp at divinity. Adam and Eve tried to seize it by eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But God himself lets go of his divinity. He lets go of the external manifestations of his divinity. And when he does that, the curse is reversed. Salvation bursts upon the world. Like they say, history is filled with men who tried to make themselves out to be God. But Jesus Christ is the God who humbled himself to become man. Okay, the gospel is not the story of your typical king. People like Nero, Caligula of Rome, were men who called themselves God. They made themselves untouchable and almost unseeable, lest discovery of their human limitations would have fractured belief in their divinity. But the gospel is human nature in reverse. It's power to weakness, infinity to littleness. Not a man becoming strong, but God becoming weak. He who made the world is in the world and even rejected by it. His self-emptying takes the form of a slave. And a slave whose entire being is given over to his master. That's what a slave is. A person who gives his entire being over to his master. And God becomes our slave. He puts himself at our service. The only service we cannot do for ourselves is the work of redemption. And how far did his slavery go? Well, Jesus washed the feet of his disciples, and not even slaves were required to do that. But he humbled himself, being obedient even unto death, St. Paul says. Death on a cross. And because of that, God exalted him. And again, the world exalts people who exalt themselves. God exalts people who humble themselves. In the kingdom of God, humility is power and charity reigns. So in this hymn of St. Paul to the Philippians called the Kenosis, God's self-emptying, it says, if we want to be like God, to be conformed to his self-forgetting love, well, the crucifix shows us what God's love looks like. Do you wish to become great, St. Therese would ask. She says, then become small. St. Bernard would say, we descend by self-exaltation. We ascend by self-abasement. Okay. So in the spiritual life, God raises up those who humble themselves. And so Jesus gives the principle, his humiliation is his incarnation. And he humbles himself in order to exalt humanity.